selling the socialist tariff ward, I was very anxious about hitting the streets with the first campaign for the Socialist Party in Hereford. There is not a socialist base here. But meeting scene from Worcester Socialist Party, and carrying the kid to where we set up was quite liberating. We set up in the center of Hightown, outside an empty shop. Our table was adorned with posters and copies of the socialist. A fighting fund pot was set out on top. We put posters on the windows behind us, and set to shouting about the NHS pay rise, and against the privatization of the NHS. It was not long before we had our first signatures and discussions, 22 socialist papers and £81.65 for the fighting fund on top later, and, more importantly, 4 people interested in the Socialist Party. We heard about another campaign at Westfield School in Leominster. It is being centralized to Hereford, with no apparent thought given to parents and pupils who have extra needs. We will be there. We are the only party visibly standing up against Tory cuts. I look forward to the next one, and may there be many more. Amelia Washbourne, Coventry. We were back out building our campaign against parking charges. The anger at the parking charges couldn't be clearer than when a member of the public came up unprompted and helped us hand out leaflets, and encouraged others to sign. One man told us plainly, "I voted Labour until now, but never again. I'll vote socialist in future." Adam Harmsworth.